Joining us from the Chicago Auto Show is Mark Bielek. It's great to see you.
Great to be here.
First
I'm here every day.
Sometimes going to McCormick Place is overwhelming for people. I just want to let them know your people are doing such a great job. All you have to do is put in your app, in your Maps app, okay, parking garage A, B, C, or D, and you get in the parking garage and your people tell you exactly where to go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're blessed with McCormick Place. There's no exhibit center like this in the country. And there's more than 5,000 parking spaces here. Soldier Field is providing space. And on the weekends, Millennium Park is available.
Okay.
And so there's lots of opportunities to park. And we've shuttle free from Millennium. So literally, you don't even have to go outside if you want to park in Millennium. But at the same time, we're really, really lucky to get the CTA and Metro to partner with us as well.
Right.
So there's buses running nonstop from Ogilvie and Union Station. And then Metro has added extra trains this weekend, as well as they're actually running discounted fares to if you come through McCormick Place. So,
oh, fantastic! Just,
yeah, it's a great, it's really great to have partners like that to try and get people here because, yeah, there's a lot of people coming from the collar counties and want to get to the show, and maybe they're not real familiar with Chicago and where to go and where to park. So,
if you're coming in from the suburbs, 90% is parking.
That's
90% coming downtown is parking. Yeah. And once you get that down, everything's gravy. Yeah,
absolutely.
And McCormick Place, how big is this sucker?
So, total, they have about 2.6 million square feet.
Okay.
So, unbelievable. We use about 1,100,000 square feet. So,
it's crazy.
We're the nation's largest show. Yep.
I mean, you guys use everything. You got a Starbucks over here, you got ribs, you got pizza, you have just about single restaurant in the city.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the cars and the displays and the interactive displays, they're fantastic.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about Chicago, with so much space, the manufacturers can really put their best foot forward. I mean, we've got four indoor test tracks with Jeep, Ram, Volkswagen, and then Toyota. And then we've got three outdoor test drives. And then also just all the interactive cool things that they bring to make the show more enjoyable for families. I mean, obviously, it's a great show if you're shopping, but it's just also a great opportunity to get out of the house and, you know, in February and have some good time.
The largest auto show in North America.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that we were able to do because of McCormick Place, but also really what sets us apart are the test tracks. I mean, that's unique. We're pretty much the only show that has multiple.
Explain to people what that is, because I've been on the test tracks. Explain to people that have never been to the auto show what that means.
Yeah, so, you know, Jeep has been here for 15 years with Camp Jeep, and literally you get on, you get in the line, you get into a Jeep, and then they take you off-roading.
Right.
And it's challenging off-roading. Volkswagen has an off-road track. Rams is kind of like a truck territory, so you learn about payload and towing and hauling and all of the different things that the Ram trucks are very capable of. And then the Toyota track is more like an urban understand your vehicle kind of thing, where you learn about the safety systems in the vehicle, you learn about the parking aids and things like that, because a lot of people, they may own a 5 or 6 year old car, has none of those features, and all of these things are now available on just about every car. And so that's a really neat way to demonstrate the safety and technology features that are in today's cars.
Isn't that crazy how cars have changed?
Absolutely.
When we were kids, I mean, just a parallel park, to have a screen behind you that comes up on your dashboard,
I mean,
I feel like that's cheating, because
it is.
When I'm in my wife's car, she's got a huge screen, and I'm like, Sarah, just, you know, let's try not to look at the screen. She's like, it guides me. I know exactly where to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that old. My first car had roll-up windows, no air conditioning.
Yes.
It had the vent window things, in the front. Who remembers the vent windows?
Oh, yeah, the
vent
windows.
But, you know, my kids, they're driving now, and they actually, one of my cars doesn't have a screen. And they got into it, and we don't like driving that because we can't see what's behind us.
They're slumming it without a screen in your car.
That's right.
It's just crazy. And now cars nowadays, they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
like all these Chevys that are in front of us have Wi-Fi in them.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big feature where when I take road trips, my kids will log into the Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And then that way they don't have to, you know, use their cell phones. They can use the bigger screens, and it's nicer. Their laptops, they can use their laptops while we're, you know, driving through Indiana or Iowa where there's not a whole lot to see.
You know what? What happened to conversation in cars?
Yeah, I don't know.
Remember, you used to be able to talk, or you'd have to read a book.
The license plate game.
Right, the license plate game, the alphabet game. Mark Bielek is here from the Chicago Auto Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to run through some of the where you can find us, first of all, and some of the huge, like the muscle cars and things like that. Quick break, live from the Auto Show at 720 WGN. It's Pete McMurray. We're live at the Auto Show. I do want to mention we're going to talk to Billy Bush, who's going to be on the red carpet. He's going to be on at 2:30 today. James McCann, catcher for the White Sox, will join us at 3:15. And Sammy Hagar is coming to town with his band. He'll be on the phone at 4:15 today. But we're at the Chicago Auto Show. We're talking to Mark Bielek. And I want to ask, first of all, first look for charity, Friday night. I missed it this year, which was a huge bummer because I've made it the last five. And it's one of my favorite events. How much did you raise?
Yeah, so we were able to collect $2.8 million for 18 local charities.
$2.8 million in one night.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a great, great event. And the charities keep all of that money. You know, they sell the tickets. We provide the food and the beverages in partnership with a whole lot of restaurants in the area. And it's just a great way to see the show. A little less people than there are right now. And so it's a little easier to get into the cars and such.
And it's black tie optional, right?
No, it's black tie.
But the types of food that you have on
I mean,
first
it's amazing.
Look.
I mean, it's every type of cuisine you could think.
Right.
And they're all portable, like, bite-sized things. So, like mini pulled pork sandwiches.
You can
and
walk around.
There's sushi, and there's all sorts of different things. You know, it's just ethnic food everywhere, just like Chicago. I mean, it's kind of like everything you could get in Chicago and all in one spot. Yeah.
And did Cadillac hand out the slippers?
They did. And boy, were they a hot. And actually, they stepped it up this year. They were really pretty nice slippers. That you wouldn't mind wearing around the house.
Joe Ahern is the president of the 100 Club of Chicago, and I've known Joe for years. Joe walks around. He doesn't even wear shoes to this event. He walks around in slippers.
Yeah,
was he wearing slippers on Friday?
It is funny to see the guys wearing the slippers, too, but a lot of guys rent shoes with their tux, right?
Yeah.
And those shoes might not fit so good, so you're looking just like the ladies to swap out.
If we could give people advice, if they're coming to the auto show this week, comfortable shoes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a million square feet. Well, the guy I work here every day, I'll easily do 15,000 steps a day. Easy.
That's impressive.
Just inside the building. Yep.
What about people if, you know, a husband's coming or a wife's coming or someone's coming with their family, they're not too interested in cars. There's other things here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all sorts of cool things to do. Special days. We've got coming up on Monday is sports day, so there's all the sports teams are here with their kind of activations. Tuesday is Women's Day. Friday is Hispanic Heritage Day, and then the closing President's Day Monday is Family Day. So again, all those days will have special things going on, but interactive. I mean, Subaru, if you just go to the Subaru display, it's a national park. It's literally you walk in to like a theater, and all around you, it's like an IMAX experience, but with sight and sound and touch. So there's snow in there, there's fragrance, and it's just amazing. Every 15 minutes or so, it goes through its cycle. You can adopt a pet. You want a puppy? Come on down to the show. Pet adoptions every day. You can donate blood. You want to donate blood at the show? It's the biggest fundraising, blood-raising event in the country. Chicago Auto Show. So it's an amazing opportunity and just all sorts of cool old car exhibits, too.
It's just not, you're just not walking up to cars and looking at cars.
No.
I mean, it's an interactive event.
And, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Auto Show Fudge. The Ribus Fudge is here. Everybody comes down, they get their fudge.
Did I miss that? Where was it? I walked around before we went on the air.
Well, there's a stand right in front of us here.
There it is.
Right over there.
My gosh.
But there's
about 10
stands, and it's really kind of an auto show tradition. People come get their fudge at the auto show. So I don't get it, but I actually love it. It tastes great.
How many car manufacturers here? Are all of them here?
So almost all of them. A few aren't. A few chose not to participate. Mercedes and BMW, most notably. But just about all of them are here. And, what makes it unique is that we have so much space that not only can they bring the cars, but they can bring cool interactive things to do. Driving simulators, green screens. You can go over to Volkswagen and you can do like a little rock band thing and they take pictures of you.
I saw the Fender Band.
Yeah, the Fender Band. All sorts of cool things like that where you just walk up and there's one thing where you can walk up and it actually superimposes different superheroes onto you in front of a camera. So you can be Superman or you can be Wonder Woman. You can be a stormtrooper.
You guys come up with this cool stuff.
I don't do it. They do it. The manufacturers bring it.
You get together in March and say, okay, we got to get some really cool stuff for next year. You can't keep topping yourself every single year.
But, you know, with technology, things do get
cooler and cooler.
Some of the simulators in Ford are $500,000. They're full motion, up in the air. You feel like you're really driving a car.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a video game.
Yep.
It is. Tell me about the indoor test track and the outdoor test track.
So, yeah, there's two kinds of tracks. So, indoors, you go for a ride.
Yep.
And that's Volkswagen, Toyota, Jeep, and Ram.
And by the way, I went on the Jeep display last year. I got here a little bit late. And they take you through, like you said, an obstacle course.
Right.
But you go up big hills, and the Jeep is almost turned sideways. And they have a driver in there.
Yeah.
So
and
you
he's
don't
a
have
professional,
about,
and he goes a lot faster than you would. So it makes it a little more fun.
Yes.
But I'll give you a tip on the Jeep track. The Wranglers are so capable that it's almost like a Sunday drive. But if you go in a Cherokee or one of the other Jeep vehicles, they're really, I mean, they struggle. It's a very, very difficult course.
Okay.
And they still can make it through, but it's scarier. It's like, wait, this the thing's tipping over and you feel crazy. But it's just the Wrangler's so capable, it makes it look easy.
Right.
So if you get the chance to ride both, it's kind of a neat thing. But then outside, Honda, Subaru, and Ford have test drive opportunities so you can go sign up. And you can actually drive those vehicles, around the city here and get a feel for what they're like to be on the road.
So you can walk out of McCormick Place and hop in a car and test drive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. I like that. The muscle cars, we have some Chevy muscle cars to our left. I mean, this Camaro is just fantastic.
But, the star of the show, there's probably three of them in my mind. You've got the Corvette, of course, first mid-engine.
There's probably
C8.
400 people around the Corvette.
Easily.
Sneak to the back side, and I popped in, and it's just... What color is that blue, would you say?
I don't know, but the blue is amazing. But there's an orange convertible as well that you can't see from here, but it's up in the front. And then Jaguar did their new F-Type sports car, which is just amazing. And then, of course, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, the first electric vehicle, really, from Ford.
Right.
Very, very cool. But at the same time, it's a four-door car that you and I can buy, and it'll start out at about $40,000. So it's not really that expensive, especially if you get the tax incentive, which is about $7,000. So. Yep.
And if you're wondering about electric cars, they do explain it out here.
Yeah, in
they
fact,
have people that can dumb it down for people like me
and explain how long it takes to charge.
Right.
Kind of reduce that range anxiety. Which you're like, well, how long am I going to take charge? Can I make it from here to Indianapolis? That kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
People think about that all the time.
Absolutely.
What is the supercar area?
Yeah. So that's arguably the most in demand exhibit at our show. Lamborghini, Ferrari, Rolls Royce, Bentley, Maserati.
Oh, wow.
You go after Lotus, Aston Martin, Rolls Royce. I mean, it's just all the cars that you wish you could buy if you had the money. But in Chicago, we really don't get to see those cars very often because they only come out in the summer.
Right.
And, if you grew up in L.A. or somewhere on the West Coast, they're a lot more common to see those cars because movie stars and actors, and they're all driving them. But in Chicago, we're working men here, so we buy Fords and Chevys. But, so it's nice to see those cars, and it's just cool to get pictures with them.
Who brings those over? Is that Pirillo,
so
Joe?
There's various dealers that bring them. So that's our only dealer display. Every other display in the show is manufacturers, so Ford's or Toyota's manufacturer display. And then we have some really, really cool old cars. Claremont Collection is out with...
I don't even know what that is.
So it's a collection of cars, a museum that you can actually go on the north side of Chicago, and all sorts of cool cars that you've never even heard of, a lot of European cars, a lot of small cars from Asia even, like old cars, 50-year-old cars, stuff that you've never heard of. And then there's every generation of Corvette here. The Windy City Corvettes is here. Toyota's got some cool off-road vehicles, all sorts of cool things to see if you're into kind of older cars as well.
What was your beater growing up?
My beater? I had a Buick LeSabre. Buick LeSabre. I could fit about five of my friends in the trunk.
You can't be cool in a Buick LeSabre, can you?
Well,
as a teenager?
You can say that because you can be cool in some Buicks now. There's some
They're cool, but back in the day.
Right. Yeah, that was rough.
The station wagon with the paneling on the
side.
Did
you really?
Oh, it was terrible.
Was it peeling off too? Was some of the paneling
peeling off? It wasn't peeling off, but when you're number six out of 12 kids... Yeah.
It's been
Think about
used.
How
it's
beat
been
it up
used
it,
and abused.
It is. I mean, dings here, crashes here, and that was back in the day where they'd give you the money, the insurance company, and instead of fixing the car, we're going to go out and buy milk for the
That's
family.
That's right.
It's okay. We can have some bumps and bruises on the car.
It's okay.
Give me your hours.
So every day we open at 10 a.m., and we close at 10 p.m., except for the last day when we close at 8. I would say, hey, everybody go to ChicagoAutoShow.com and check out all the information.
I have it up in front of me. You guys have everything. Yeah.
And then if they're come to the show, download the app on either Android or iOS because that can be your virtual tour guide to the show. And you can get a $3 discount on an adult ticket through the app.
You're kidding.
Yep. We're happy to have people come. That's what we want. We want people here. We want them enjoying everything that has to do with the cars.
What do you look forward to every year?
My coolest thing, I think, is to watch every morning at 10 a.m. when the little kids come in, the little toddlers, where they're just barely walking, and then they see the displays and they see the cars and their eyes just get wide, and it's like, wow. I mean, and you can just see them begin to appreciate cars for more than transportation.
Sure.
You know, and it's kind of fun to see that.
I was going from display to display, and it's fun to see a dad with his son because, you know, we all have, when we see a car, it reminds us, it's a memory there.
Right.
So
right.
When the there's dad's memories. Talking about the Corvette, and this is, you know, this is the guy across the street had this Corvette.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing we see with the collector cars is guys and or just older people with younger people, and they're saying, hey, I had that car when I was a kid.
Right.
And then you look at it, and you're like, wow, we really drove around in that? You think about how safe cars are and how substantial they are today, and then you look at some of these old cars, and you're like, wow, that was not safe. That was just not the
no,
safe place
not at
to
all.
Be.
Remember the seatbelts? It just went over your waist.
Yeah, you're sleeping on the, you know, on the parcel shelf in the back. That was okay. Now, you know.
Now everybody's freaked out.
That's right.
I remember my dad used to pull up with my mother after she had a baby, and she'd be holding the baby in her lap.
Yeah.
You know, not a big deal. No car seat, nothing.
Nope.
I don't even think she wore a seatbelt on the way home. She was
probably
so excited.
And she was probably
everybody.
Smoking a cigarette, too.
No, she wasn't. That was the only thing. She was not smoking a cigarette. How many cars on the floor?
So just under 1,000.
And
just
how
under
1,000. Long does it take to get all these cars in here?
That's a really good question. We're really lucky here. The crew here at McCormick Place does a great, great job. It takes about 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah. No, I don't think they could build a show this big anywhere else in the country. Our labor is great here at McCormick Place.
I know today is the second day open to the public, but your staff is so helpful and so calm helping out people. Seriously.
Well, we've all been doing it. I mean, I've been doing it 14 years, and I'm one of the new guys. So
right.
So we've all seen it and done it before.
ChicagoAutoShow.com has all the information, or download the app. Everybody's got their phone in their hand. Mark Bielek, thanks for coming around.
All right, thanks
great
for having me.
Great to see you. And tell Dave we said hello.
I will.
All right, quick break. More from the Auto Show coming up next at 720 WGN.